In this parsha, Sazriya Mitzera, we see emphasized the union of Geula. Now on the surface, when you read the parsha, we see both parshas are in a sense the opposite of what Geula is all about. Both parshas talk about leprosy and about all sorts of negative signs that can be on a person's skin, on a person's clothing, on a person's walls of the house, and impurity, and all these kind of things. To the extent that the Rebbe writes that the Friedrich Rebbe wouldn't even pronounce the name of the Parsha Metzora. Some people don't call the Parsha by the name Metzora, they call it Parsha's Tara, because they don't want to say Metzora. But the Rebbe says that the Friedrich Rebbe avoided both names, he just didn't call it by its name. And here in the Sikha, the Rebbe says not only that these Parshas have something positive in them, both of them are connected very strongly to Mashiach. How is that? The first parsha starts off, Ishike Zazriya B'yolda Zachar, a woman will give birth. So it's known that birth, B'chlal, hints to Mashiach, because redemption is compared to birth. And that's why it says that the pain that we go through with redemption is like birth pains. And it starts off, she'll give birth to a Zachar, to a male, because it says that when Mashiach comes, it'll be compared to the birth of a male, not of a female. Where do we see this? And it says in Tillim that it will be singing a Shira Chadasha, a new song, Lashon HaKevel, not Lashon Zachar. And the Medrash says that why is it? What's the difference? The difference between this redemption, all other redemptions in history, when we went out of Mitzrayim, we went into Golos again, in Babel. When we went out of Babel, we got into Golos again, with the Yevonim, with the Achashverosh, and Haman. When we went out of that Golos, we got into Golos again with the Yevonim in the time of Hanukkah. When we went out of that Golos, we went into Golos again with the Romans. So basically, every time there was a Golos and then redemption, came another Golos. And in that sense, this redemption is going to be totally unique. That the Rebbe used to say this constantly, "Agu'ula she'ein achrei Golos." It's going to be a kind of redemption and there won't be a Golos after. So the Medrash says it's like the difference between a birth of a baby boy or a baby girl. When a woman gives birth to a baby, she goes through a lot of pain. If a baby girl is born, even though her pain is over, but being that it's a girl, now there'll be a new pain when this child grows up and she'll have a baby. And the same will be continuously. But if she has a boy, the boy will grow up, he won't have birth pains. So that means that this is the end of the pains when the boy is born. That's the mushal, it's only a mushal. That's the mushal why the birth of this Geula is compared to the birth of a boy. Plus the fact that it says also in another place that when it says Yuled Zachar, this is hinting to Mashiach. And it says in Kabbalah and Chassidus why the Yuled Zachar refers to Mashiach. Another thing, it says Isha Ki Sazriya, the Yuled Zachar. So the word Sazriya, it says in other places, that Sazriya means like planting a seed. And when we are in Golos, it's also compared to planting a seed. Just like when you plant a seed, you put the seed in the ground, and initially you lose the seed. Initially it's covered, it's hidden, you don't see any benefits. But ultimately, from the seed, what grows out is a tree, and grain, crop, and all the wonderful things. So Isha is Klal Yisrael, because we're the Eibishter is our husband and we're the wife. And Isha Kizazriya means all the Avodah that we do in the time of Golos, which is compared to planting a seed, because it's a time of concealment. But the purpose is the Yuled Zachar, there should be the growth, and things will grow out of it, which ultimately will be what? Will be the Geula. So that's how we see that the name Sazriya is connected to Mashiach. Where do we see Mitzrayim connected to Mashiach? Mitzrayim means the person who has leprosy. It says in Gemara, what is the name of Mashiach? So the Gemara says, Mashiach's name is Chibra the Bay Rebbe, is the Mitzrayim of Rebbe. Why Mitzrayim of Rebbe? It's known that Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, suffered terribly. It's an interesting story in Gemara. The Gemara says that there was once a story, and there's no doubt that there's a lot of depth to the story, much more than what appears on the surface. But this is what it says. On one hand, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was an amazing tzaddik. He was like Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the one who wrote the Mishnah. And he was the Nasi Adar. He was from Malchus Beis David. which means he would have been the Melech Yisrael in his time if there would have been kings. And yet, and the Gemara says that he was the Mashiach of the generation. And the Gemara calls him Mitzayrim. What does that mean? Rabbi Yudah Nasi suffered terribly. And it says that there was a story where somebody was taking an ox to Shech, and the ox pulled themselves away from the person, and he was walking by the marketplace, and the ox ran over to him and kind of cuddled up as if to say, save me. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi said softly and gently to the ox that you should go, this is your mission, this is what Hashem created you for, and told him to go back to the Shaykh. So the Gemara says in heaven it was decreed that because he didn't have compassion for this animal, there'll be no compassion for him. And he was overcome with some sort of an illness, and for 13 years he had tremendous, terrible suffering. It says that sometimes he would scream from pain that you heard a few blocks away. Which reminds me of what we had over here when the time when the Rebbe was not well, there were times when the Rebbe would literally scream from pain that you can hear it from the distance. Turns out that how was he healed? Ultimately there was a story that 13 years later that there was a maid, and she found that the cat had given birth to kittens, and she wanted to take it out of the house. So, and he noticed it, says, why are you taking it out of the house? Like, he had compassion on these kittens to leave them in the house. And again, in Shemayim, it says, being that he had compassion on these kittens, will have compassion on him, and he became healed. Now we understand that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was the Tzaddik Gomer of the highest order, and even among Tzaddikim Gemurim he was exceptional, so there's no doubt that he never violated Torah Chas V'Shalom, and he wasn't insensitive to animals, so it all has more depth to it. But nevertheless, how is it that Taka, such a big Tzaddik, should be suffering? So it says, Shenema, because it says, Chilinu Nasa, Machaveinu Sovlam, Anachnu Chashvenu, Nagua Muka, Lekim Amunah. It says that Melech HaMashiach will be afflicted with many pains and afflictions because he'll be suffering for us. In other words, his suffering will be to help us overcome what we're missing and be able to go out of Golus earlier. So therefore, the fact that he's suffering is actually connected to the fact that he's Mashiach. So the Gemara calls him Mitzayra because he had all sorts of afflictions. Like a Mitzayra, he was called Mitzayra. So we see Mitzayra is actually the name of Mashiach. And it's just interesting to know that the Rebbe was born on a Friday, Yud Aleph Nissan, and that Friday was Erev Shabbos, Parshas Mitzayra. According to this, that Mitzayra, the name of Mashiach, we see the connection. Then the Rebbe says in the next piece, then the fact that this Parsha has two names, one name is Mitzayra, other people call it Parshas Tara. So the Rebbe says, because Mashiach has the two stages. There's one stage where Mashiach is still in Galus, and then he's suffering, and then it's called Mitzayra. The other stage is where Mashiach will take us out of Galus completely, and there'll be only open goodness in the world, and then he'll be called Tara.